Hello, Crystal Albert, Clerk of the Legis Office.
Good morning, Elizabeth Koval, DPW. Anyone there?
Yeah, this is Crystal Albert.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Good morning,
okay.
Guys.
At Loretta D'Inizio, Public Works, also here.
Okay.
No. Loretta, you just said Public Works. You didn't ask me something, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right, so we're going to proceed with the bid opening today. It is Glen Cove Wastewater Treatment Plant, Sludge Dewatering Facility Improvements. The contract number is S35114-06GR. Okay, the first bidder is Echo 3 Enterprise, Inc. The surety company is Liberty Mutual, and it is 10% of the bid. So the total base bid is $297,000.00. I'm going to repeat that. That's $8,297,000.00. The base bid deducting the alternate is $7,997,000.00. Again, $7,997,000.00. Okay, our next bidder is Philip Ross Industries. The surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance, and it is for 10% of the bid. Okay, we have $8,400,000.00. Again, $8,400,000.00 for the base bid. For the total base bid, deducting the alternative, we've got $8,170,000. $8,170,000. Is Pacilico Civil, Inc. Pacilico Civil, Inc. The surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, and it is 10% of the bid. Okay, so for the total base bid, we've got $235,000. Repeating, $7,235,000. For the base bid, deducting the alternate, we've got $6,911,000. Again, $6,911,000. Okay, the next bidder is RJ Industries, Inc., Liberty Mutual Insurance Company is a surety, Liberty Mutual Insurance, and again, it's 10% of the bid. For the total base bid, we've got $6,247,470.00. To repeat, the base bid, $6,247,470.00. The base bid, I'm deducting the alternate, this is again just to be clear, the base minus the alternate, so it's $5,980,470. Oh,
Elizabeth?
Yeah?
Just to interrupt you, $5,980,470.
Right. That is correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
My apologies. Thank you.
Nope. All right.
Okay. There you go. Okay, so next bidder. So the next bidder we have is Stratus Contracting Corp. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company is the surety, and it's 10% of the bid. Okay. All right. So for the base bid, we've got $8,507,000. $8,507,000. So the base minus the alternate, $8,293,000. $8,293,000. So our next bidder is VMR Civil LLC, the surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, and 10% of the bid. So for the base bid, we have $12,437,500.00. So again, $12,437,500.00. The base bid deducting the alternate, we've got $11,877,500. $11,877,500.00. Okay, the next bidder we have is WHM Plumbing and Heating Contractors, Inc., WHM Plumbing and Heating Contractors, Inc. The surety company is Everest Reinsurance Company, and it is 10% of the bid. For the base bid, we've got $7,375,000.00. $7,375,000.00. The base bid deducts the alternative, $7,160.00. $7,160,000.00. And we just have to do a little computation. Here we go. Okay. There you go.
I don't know what this is. But, no, I have everything separate.
Okay.
I don't know what you just handed me. So. No, I have it.
Oh,
so you just handed me
that one's mine.
White paper.
That one's mine.
Okay.
So we have the apparent low bidder, RJ Industries. Loretta, should I read?
Has left the conference.
Yes.
EMR Civil.
Has left the conference. Has left the conference. To turn off the music, press 1. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.
Is it over before they leave? I guess not.
Okay.
I'm still here.
We are required to read it, so
yeah, and I am.
A little quiet.
Do I reread the amounts or just read the WICs?
You read the WICs,
mm-hmm.
and any of the vendors that they've indicated on the WICs with the dollar amount indicated.
Okay, so the apparent low bidder, RJ Industries. I don't even know.
All you're reading is, Elizabeth, you're reading the, just off the WIC, you're reading
Vendor? Yes, it looks like Tamir Inc., T-A-M-E-E-R Inc.
Okay.
For HVAC at $230,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the vendor, again, T-A-M-E-E-R Inc., $230,000.
What's the vendor again? What's the vendor name?
The lowest bidder, or the, you know, the proposed lowest bidder is RJ Industries.
No, I know better.
Okay, and
no,
from
which? Just repeat the sub. Hello?
Sure, I'm here.
Yeah, can you just repeat the name of the subcontractor again?
Sure, Frank, I'm going to spell it to you. T-A-M-E-E-R, Inc.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
And that's $230,000. And that's for HVAC.
Right.
And then there's another one, JVR Electric, and that's for $950,000. So that includes the bid opening for today.